Welcome back to the Double Cleanse Podular Cast, a Podular Cast with me, myself, James Welsh.
Is there dairy in this?
There's dairy in that.
Sorry, I had dairy and I just gagged on my own saliva. I'm Robert Welsh.
Yeah, and we really need to learn to stop drinking and eating dairy.
Yeah, have you got a coaster? I don't want to...
This is actually, an IKEA desk that I've had for about 5 years. You don't need to use a coaster.
No, but I mean a microphone.
Marcus is also here, in charge of sound, as you can hear. Put it on the floor. No, I don't know, because Brie will come in.
I'll just be really careful.
Just be really careful. How's your week been?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, it feels weird because I see you all the time now.
I know.
Like, how your week's been when I never saw you.
When you were there.
Yeah.
You've pretty much been there.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the sound in a minute? So last week we tried a new setup.
Yeah.
I think we've just got... Hello. I think we've got one really dodgy microphone, and that was the one that I was using in the end.
But then
it's
also
the one we swapped with Robert.
But also Robert sounded like shit.
Yeah.
In the end as well.
But I have a gracefully echoey voice.
Yes. Eternally... Eternal Diva Echo voice. No,
was it? What?
What's that film?
The one with a blue alien.
Yeah, what's she called? Eternal Diva, no?
Maybe.
Is that a game? Sorry about the sound last week.
It sounds like a lipstick name.
What we're doing now
is
bringing different microphones in and trying different things.
Yeah, so bear with us.
Bear with us. The problem is these two keep moving like every week.
Yeah, my room is also a bit echoey. I need that sound sponge.
James, let me confront your room. Because how long have you lived here now?
A week.
So, yeah, that's a long time.
No, okay. No,
you can, long as you know,
I I personally...
No, go on.
I clean my makeup room every single day.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it has to be completely clean. I just feel like, have you not taken some time to come up here and be like, right, now everything's done... Let me just have
no,
a little...
because everything isn't done. I've been in this house since Friday. I've been in here for a
week. It's a long time.
No, it's not. I had the weekend to clear as much as I could. And then I had to start working again on Monday. So all I could do is unpack what I needed, my equipment.
Yeah.
And I've been doing work ever since. I've not had
He's
a day
unpacked
to...
everything he needs, but then I can see, like, K-pop albums.
They're what I need.
And light sticks.
No, look, because if I'm filming on that mirror, they're in the reflection, so I have a background.
Yeah, but have you done that?
Listen, I got so much skincare, I cannot bring myself to unpack it just
yet. I think we all need to band together and get James to sort this out. Messy mind, messy...
Well, it's not messy to me. It's just in boxes.
Yeah,
so
no,
it feels
I mean,
organized.
We've started a Just Giving.
This is an offense. Listen, to change the subject completely, I popped over to Robert's to get my microphone because I left it there.
Mm.
And his dogs kissed me through the window, and it was the
it
best,
was so
best
cute.
Moment of my life.
It was so
both
cute,
of them.
I had to hold up my youngest because he can't yet. He learned how to walk down the stairs today. So
he literally just copies everything Winnie does.
He
and
does.
It's really cute.
We went for like his first walk. Not that long ago. I guess it was the other week. And when James moved in. And that doesn't sit right with me, James. And Winnie, who's the oldest dog, just started barking at this other dog. And Frankie looked at her and just started going, like trying to bark, but not really knowing what was going on. He was just looking around. It was so cute. But
poor little sweetie.
Yeah, poor little
Robert,
sweetie.
God, I didn't want to do this in person. But I just wonder if there's anything you've been labbing in secret. No, how do we explain what we're doing?
Well, this is the only idea I'm going to let you take all the credit for. So why don't you explain?
Right. I had this idea that when, just for this one episode, when we talk about the products we've been labbing.
Just editing note, I've just realised I've been leaning into my microphone and I've just seen it spike on my thing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to lean back from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you might have to chop that.
Tell everyone what you've done.
I'm doing my voice wrong again.
Robert doesn't know how
my
to use a microphone.
My voice is all wrong.
I thought when we talk about what be labbing, before we do it, we can try and guess what it is. It sounds so shit as I sing it out loud, but it's terrible. I thought we can make noises with our item and we have to guess what it is. And the listeners at home can guess what it is.
Okay, I'm going to shut my eyes. Maybe you go first.
I'll go first.
And
so
then
I can show you.
Okay.
And you have to guess
what
product
I'm it
is.
Genuinely shutting my eyes.
So this is what I've been loving this week.
Okay.
I might play too.
Okay.
You've seen each.
Yeah, but I don't know what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
It sounds like glass. Oh no, it doesn't at all. It sounds like plastic.
Is it a crystal?
No, it's
could you care. Does it have a lid? Could you undo the lid? Or yeah, does listen, it have a spray?
Listen.
Is it a small like contact lens tub full of marbles?
That's exactly what it is. How did you know? No, open your eyes. It's the...
I would never get that in a million years.
The holy frog. Galilei antioxidant dewy drops.
I should have known.
Thank you, everyone.
Idea of the century.
This is just such a bad idea. This is just like a really nice soothing serum. It's got some... I don't even want to talk about because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. About
it's
your
just got some really nice nourishing ingredients in. I believe it's got aloe in there as well.
I love that smell. I can't quite put my fingers on what that smell is, but it smells like there was a
what
serum.
What is it? It's, too, a serum it's driving me crazy.
SK2 did. And it was that white serum, and it smells exactly the same as that. It has this very how would you describe it? It's almost like acidic, but not acidic, but floral.
Is it
clay at school?
It could be clay at school.
It's almost rose-like.
Is it echinacea? No.
Oh my god, no. It's floral. It's very rose-like. It's
yeah, but I hate rose, and like this doesn't smell like disgusting rose.
But did you know that the rose smell in things isn't actually from a rose? It's like 10 other ingredients that make, probably not 10, that make up the smell of a rose. It's not pure rose, because pure rose smells like...
Nothing.
Guff. So in here we have squalane, which is like a skin identical ingredient. So it literally like mimics the sebum on our skin and helps restore our skin barrier. We have sodium hyaluronate and glycerin, which are both humectants, so they attract that water. Azelaic acid, which calms skin and is known to help with redness. What else do we have?
What price point
and
is this?
Other sorry. Ingredients.
And other things.
It's just a really good all-round
How
serum.
How much is that?
This is $52.
Oh, that's a lot.
But what I love about Holly... See, this is a thing. If Holly Frog launched with this product, I wouldn't have bought it. Look, just going by the price point. Yeah. Looking at the ingredients, I'm like, oh yeah, that looks nice. But just looking at ingredients, you can't tell about the formulation. Had I not used all their cleansers before...
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I would pay whatever for this because...
Their cleansers are lovely. Yeah.
I haven't been disappointed by a single product of theirs yet. So I would buy this. And looking at the ingredients and knowing the formulation of their products and how just enjoyable they are to use, I would spend that money on it.
Yeah, very true.
Okay,
I will bring a sample pot here.
No.
Okay, shut your eyes. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, so ready? Insane.
Yeah. Is it a palette?
No. Okay, listen to this.
Okay. Is it a Ziploc pouch with carrots in?
Listen to this.
Okay.
It's a Yankee Candle advent calendar.
The whole thing. Listen to this.
Is it rain?
It is. It's a contact lens case full of rain.
Hi, Brie.
Brie's
brought a massive dog.
She's brought another dog in her mouth.
Yeah,
she is.
That's Panko. Wild.
This is from a brand I didn't know existed until someone told me about it, which I love because that always happens. So it's from a brand called Cash Beauty, and it's a Secret Treasure lip kit. Mm. And the whole collection is called Secret Treasure. And there's actually three of them. This is the Rust Nude lip kit, but there's three completely nude lip colours. And I hate lip colour on me anyway, but they're just completely nude. Really nice texture, really nice formula, but they're perfect nudes.
So I know about these already. I'm so sorry, but I saw these on Sophie Does Life's channel.
Yes. Yeah.
I already know about these. So should we move along?
Right, fine. You know what? You know what? I'm just going to throw it away.
No, please. I'm joking. No, actually, they look really nice.
Yeah, no, they are beautiful.
Are they a full lip kit?
So it's a lip liner and a lipstick.
Nice. Okay,
that's
ready?
That's really about dairy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, music. Kung, kung, kung. Back from music. Kung, kung, kung. So we, with this podular cast, we do want to talk a little bit more about, like insider influencer stuff.
Yeah.
I think we don't really consider ourselves true influencers. Mm. Like we kind of have this like, I've been asked before if I'm anti-influencer, even though I am one. Yeah. I don't think we are. No. We just don't like doing influencer.
I think you may, from our previous episodes, you might have heard us talk about, like, you know, things.
Yeah, so...
to do with influencers. And I think you get it. You get us. You know exactly what we're like. And we're not afraid to share the ins and outs of being an influencer, yeah. Things like that. It doesn't bother us.
So we asked over on our Instagram if you could ask an influencer anything, because that's not we are influencers, what would you ask? Yes. So we thought we'd do an influencer-style Q&A, as well as just talk about some of the things that you may not even know exist in the life, day-ins and day-outs of an influencer.
And it's not like makeup and skincare, like, oh, no. What skincare should I use for my makeup?
No. This is general influencing.
Yeah. So let's just go through these questions, and we'll try and answer them as truthfully as we can.
Just to remind everyone, we don't say names because no one's really made it clear whether they want it to be private or not. So we never know whether to say the names
exactly.
Or not. Yeah. So we're going to answer all questions. There's no limits. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about backup plans if our lives fail. We're going to talk about...
Properly influencing. What you should be doing.
Yeah, so let's gang.
Okay, so the first question, it's just straight into it. How much money do you make a year?
Oh, God. So let's talk about the money structure.
Let's talk about the money. And yeah, go ahead.
I think we've talked about this before, where people presume like the more influencer, the more subscribers you have, the more money you make. Yes. When that's not really the case.
Not
it's more
at all,
the more views and viewer retention that you make. For me, money literally happened what I consider like overnight.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember that it was on our birthday. Mm. It was a magical birthday.
Well, I'm glad it
I
was
remember
someone.
11th of March, I remember thinking, this is the worst money I've ever made from a job.
Yeah.
Like, I had a part-time job on the side.
Right.
I was like, I'm never going to make enough money.
Right.
Then literally overnight, my money doubled.
Yeah.
And then overnight again, it tripled.
Right.
And then from then on, it's just gone steadily up.
Yeah.
How much do I make a year? I don't know yet because I've not had a good tax
year.
Right,
exactly. Yeah.
So this is like, I mean, it's over 100,000.
100%.
Yeah, easily. But this is like, we had to get an accountant.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's someone at the door.
And they can tell that because of their Ring doorbell. Not spun. Always so unprepared. Let me tell you a story, Marcus. Keep this in.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mean,
let me swap with James.
Go and sit in James's chair just while we have a little bitch.
Hello,
sesh.
Everyone.
So I came here. This is what's the time now? It's about 4:30 in the afternoon.
It's 4:33
at 10 o'clock this morning, ready to record. Me and James made plans, and then I come in. He goes, "How long have you got?" I was like, "You know what? Let's just do it later." So. I left his house. I stormed out the house.
He's a tardy bin.
Close to the microphone.
Yes.
And that's how come we're here now.
That's not none of that was true whatever they were talking about.
So it's money. So
definitely over 100,000, but that's not taking into account sponsorships.
Yeah. So it's difficult because it's not difficult at all. I don't know why I said that. YouTube give you a wage, of course. Google. Oh, I'm gonna burp. I didn't burp. And then you have all your affiliate links as well. And then you have, me and James have management who get us jobs as well. So we get a wage from them also. Mm. And then we also have Facebook, which is a monetized
platform. Yeah, we have that too.
So we get money from that also. So there's loads of different incomes from different places. So if we're saying just from YouTube.
Over 100,000.
Over 100,000 a year.
But I don't know. Taking in affiliates. Like, oh my God, I don't know. I've recently had to get an accountant because I have no idea what's going on with money. I have absolutely no idea.
And because it is quite new to both of us, making a good, you know, a very decent wage, it's very, we don't know what to do with it.
No.
Almost. So it kind of just sits in our accounts and we hope that at some point we don't get fined for something.
Yeah, we just hope we don't go to prison. We pay our taxes and do our tax returns. But like, this is why I had to get an accountant because it gets to a point, I think what a lot of people don't consider with influencers is once you start making a certain amount of money, you should register as a business.
Yes,
so then so much comes from that, like VAT and all this stuff we
don't
understand.
Not just self-employed, but a business.
Yeah, a business. Yeah. You have to become a business and you have to pick a business name
exactly.
And all this kind of stuff. Yeah. So
this is a thing as well. We can go into like people who don't disclose sponsorships. They probably make a bit more money because the brand has been like, okay, it's a secret, like on the side.
I wonder
sponsorship.
If they do it like,
I think they do. I remember, I think we mentioned this before in actually our first episode, Raw Beauty Christie posted a video and she was talking about how some brands would message her ignoring her management and just be like, oh, do you want to make a little bit of extra money and give us a good review and all that kind of stuff? Mm. So that must be a boost. I made a really terrible joke with somebody who messaged me and they had this amazing palette. And I was like, would you try a palette? I was like, yeah, it's £500 for a good review. as a joke. And I thought, oh no, let me just, because no, people could like screenshot it and put it somewhere and
be like drama channel.
I was like, oh, it's a joke, it's a joke. Mm. But it's a really nice palette. But there are obviously some not so honest, which we all know influencers that might make a little bit more extra money, dodgy dealing. Oh,
I wonder
say.
If they do. Yeah. I mean, obviously, as any business, you have your expenses. So when I have to travel to London, I will expense that. So there are expenses, but they should be sensible business expenses.
Right.
And this is so boring, talking about business now. But if you want a mortgage, you don't want to be expensing everything here and there that you can, because you want a good tax year.
Yeah.
So yeah, money wise, from AdSense, over 100,000 for sure. It's our first year before doing a tax year with management, and making a fair bit of money from affiliate links as well. Mm. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest, is the question. But it's up there in the hundreds of thousands, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Next question. Do you get recognized in public? This was asked a few times.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to get recognized as James a lot in public. To a point, one time I was walking through Southampton city center, town center. Some guy grabbed my arm. And I was like, this is me now, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I watch all your videos. I was like, oh, no, you don't. Yes, that's my brother, James. I was like, yeah, I love your videos. I was like, no, it's James. I'm his twin. And he was like, oh, great job. And I was like, oh, my God, he didn't listen to a word I just said. And then I walked away. And one time we were in a restaurant as well. And the server was like, this was before I did YouTube. And I was like, oh, I watch all your videos. I was like, oh, no, that's not me. That's my twin brother. And I think he thought I was being really rude. Dismissive and rude and like having a joke. I was like, oh, okay.
Aww.
I was like, no, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
But when I went shopping the other week, it was the other week. We were wearing face masks. Someone was like, I heard them, and I swear that people do it on purpose. Went to the person. I think I follow that person on Instagram. He does makeup. And I just looked down instantly, and I was like, I don't want this.
So I was recognizing McDonald's down the road in all the shops. When I lived in London, it was all the time, and I'd bump into people and they'd show me like what they just purchased. I felt oddly comfortable being recognized in London, right? But then it's weird when you move out of London to somewhere where you think no one knows exists, and then you get recognized at McDonald's, and I heard him saying, oh no, that could be his brother. I know he has a twin brother.
James, it was 3 a.m. James was wearing bags on his shoes.
I was just out and about trying to do my own thing,
just running out the house,
straight out the house. But I hid behind the, like, order yourself menu things.
Yeah.
I was recognised 2 days ago, walking down the road just over there. And my dog ran up to this other dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's friendly. Like, is your dog okay? Check her. She went, oh my God, you're famous! And I was like, sorry? I was like, what? And she went, I've watched you do your brother's makeup on Facebook. And I was like, oh, we had a really good chat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get recognised a fair bit.
I got recognised in, me and Craig were walking Winnie. And in this just random place.
You're in
this,
the woods, right?
Yeah, and I was so embarrassed because I was wearing a tracksuit, a Selena tracksuit.
Selena.
With a jacket on top, and I hadn't done my hair. And she was like, oh, she was really, really, really nice. She was like, I watch your videos. I was like, thanks. Like, looking like really disgusting.
Yeah.
So, sometimes, not as much as...
you have to think it's a really weird thing. It's really nice. Like, it's nice to know that, like, it's weird seeing your online life trickle into real life.
Yeah.
It's still a weird thing to the point where I don't know how to react. Like, I get a bit shy and a bit I do that. And I guess real people do actually watch. But it's a very awkward thing.
Absolutely.
But I enjoy it. Like, I like it, but I do feel very awkward because I never... What do you say to someone? Like, oh, thank you.
It's like, it's when they say, oh, I watched your videos. And it's like, is that good for you or bad for you?
Yeah, like, let me say. Like, do you...
Yeah.
I feel like getting out a pen and a pad and be like, are you going to give us some feedback? Or is there stuff you don't like?
How's my sound levels?
Yeah.
And what platform are you watching?
Yeah.
This is something that kind of links to it. Have you ever regretted the loss of privacy, even with a trade-off of so much else? So
one thing I have had to start doing is ordering under my partner's name if I order skincare from websites. Yes, because people will message me and be like, are you James Welsh? Or I've had orders cancelled because they didn't want me reviewing their product. I've had people refund me money and send me product for free, which I really I feel bad about, because I'm not the type of person, I've never reached out to a brand and asked for free product.
Yeah.
And I know that some influencers do, and it's a sensible thing to do, like pitch them your idea.
What if it was just
together?
Someone else called James Welsh, though? That's
It's a very, very basic, like, English name. Like, yeah. it's very general. But yeah, I that's the only thing I regret. I don't, things like addresses, like, I've had to, with my accountant, I can never put my own address in anything, because if somebody looks up the business, they know where I live, so everything's like kind of done for a different way.
Yeah.
I've never regretted anything, it just makes it a bit more difficult to kind of...
I think it's difficult as well to things like, there was like, oh, can we meet your family? Can
That's
we
the
meet
one
your
thing
mom?
I don't, yeah.
Can we meet your partners? Can you show us this and this? And it's like, no.
Yeah.
we willingly, and I think we said it before, we willingly put ourselves in front of cameras.
Yeah.
It's our choice to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Other people don't want to be. So if they want to, if they're like, oh, can we even, sure, yeah. But also at the same time, reading through like things like hate comments and things like that, I know we can deal with that in a way where it doesn't phase us, but how much would it affect someone else
who isn't constantly exposed to that?
Yeah.
And that's one thing I've always, like, one thing I always used to hate is when celebrities were like, I want my own private kind of thing.
Right.
And not, we're not celebrities. YouTubers aren't celebrities. Yeah. I think there's a weird thing. I don't know. They're popular rather than celebrities.
Exactly.
You know? But I do understand that. I like to choose what I put online. Mm-hmm. And I didn't start my YouTube channel as a vlog or a lifestyle vlog.
Right.
It's strictly about skincare.
Exactly.
It's not a fashion vlog either.
Exactly.
I don't want people commenting on what I'm wearing in a, what's the word? In a
video.
Even in a constructive way. Like, if it's nice, I'm like, fine. Yeah. But if,
I know,
if there's something rude, I'm
like,
well,
the shape of my zip.
Yeah. And it's like, well, it's not a fashion channel.
Yeah.
So give a fuck.
It was
you
a circle zip. And I'm like, I don't like that. I was like, well, don't buy it then.
But this is about makeup.
This is about makeup. What's going on with my zip?
But things like that, no, it's just like, what were we talking about?
Privacy and things like that.
Yeah, I just don't think... I think people are generally very sensible.
Yeah.
I think, like, where I used to live, like, everyone I walked, like, my dogs with, they all knew what I did, and they all knew where I lived, and, like, they all knew what I... And then, like, the people who deliver stuff to your house constantly start to know what you do, because it's non-stop deliveries, and...
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to, like, give out your address.
No, absolutely not.
Even if they did, I'd just be like, could you go away?
I'm going to call the police.
I'm calling the police on you.
Yeah, it's not really... I don't feel like my privacy has been invaded, because we can control how much
we
give out.
And I think that's what's different. The content we create, which is technically beauty content, we're not lifestyle vloggers.
Exactly.
We're not family vloggers.
Right.
So I think that's where it's nice to draw a line.
And this is when, I think, again, we discussed this on the channel before, people ask me a lot to see, like, clients or old work and stuff like that. And I did it once on my YouTube community post, and people start insulting the model. And it's like, this, well, the model was like a friend who I did, like, makeup on. They haven't chosen this lifestyle. So why should I share it with people?
Is that in general, though? Isn't it? I find it weird when people put their babies on the internet.
Give them a chance
to, if they want to be online,
because
everything's online nowadays.
Oh,
you know, they might not even want to be.
James, let's have a word from one of our sponsors.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
Well, that was it.
Was it? Okay.
And now.
Hello everybody. Can I just take a minute of your time? I'm Marcus. You might recognise me from 2 minutes ago on this podcast, and also reading ghost stories on Robert's YouTube channel. I have a new podcast. It's called Podstars Variety Sessions. And by variety, there really is a huge variety of things. Films, games, music, arguments, and fun. The first 3 episodes are up now on your favourite podcast provider. You can listen to me interviewing Robert and James. Find out what their favourite songs, films, games are in Watch Your Fav. The first episode of the 90s music show, and Terry Midhurst's movie review, where we talk about the September releases and the upcoming films in October. Subscribe now, and there'll be a whole variety of things coming your way, at least 2 episodes a week. And also, over on mixcloud.com, I have a radio show. Search for It's a Box Social on Instagram at podstarsvs, that's the letter V, S, and you can email me podstarsvs@gmail.com. I'm sending it back to Robert and James, who are probably in the middle of eating sandwiches.
Welcome back. What a lark.
Wow. Didn't we all have a good time during that?
I don't even know what did we just that in there?
Listen to my new podcast.
Marcus's podcast. Marcus's Go ahead and listen. It's going to be a great time.
All the details you've just been given, so this is the second unnecessary
advert. Yeah.
Here's a question for you and me.
Okay.
What do you think of people who have multiple degrees, work in specialised, well-paid positions, and are still getting paid much less than influencers?
Here's where I have a little bit of an issue. I think...
Sorry, I've just seen a question, and I'm like, what? Sorry, Karen.
Okay. I think, like, in all aspects of life, there's some unfair levels of payment. Like, for me, like, the NHS staff should be getting paid more than anybody.
Oh, 100%.
Nurses, yeah. You know, what we've really come to know as, like,
right.
Key workers, essential work. Wait, is everyone the saying?
Same.
They're the same thing, right. I think. You know, people that do keep the world going around. But when, you know, when it comes to stuff like the internet, there is a lot of money in it. When it comes to things like cosmetics and beauty, there's a lot of money in it. Yeah, it does make me uncomfortable. Like, to sit here and say how much I make when I know my nurse friend makes less for doing way more. Right. It does. But then that's where, like, and I never talk about this, but I donate a fair bit to charities and, like, under the cusp. And I think that's one thing. I don't think people have to do it. But I think, like, if you're in a position where you can...
Absolutely. And there's things you want to help with. And
then absolutely do that, you know, where you can help do. But yeah, I think with all things, not just YouTubers and not just influencers, I just think, you know, where there's like footballers get paid
a ridiculous amount,
but it's because it's popular and
there's a lot of money goes into it. But there's also the case of, I know loads of professional makeup artists who are friends of mine who have no interest in influencing. Mm. And maybe actually the money isn't there. I know, for example, if you work in editorial, if you're not like a hugely accomplished makeup artist and you're doing an editorial shoot, you've either worked for free or you've assisted someone or you're not getting paid that much. There's no money in it, really, unless you're a very well-known or you're keying a show or something like that. There's really no money in it. So,
but then, sorry, Karen.
So, I mean, there's no option to be paid.
But that's the thing as well. It's not like every influencer gets paid a crazy amount of money. Of course, like, it's only certain... But yeah, again, it's just one, like, I complain whenever I hear how much footballers make.
Right.
But then you have to consider, you know, what is getting more money put into it is what
exactly
is, you know, being paid. What?
I get what you mean.
What was that question, Yogi?
Okay, this question. Do you think you're better than the average 9-to-5 worker? Be real.
No, 100%
not.
So, because I've been an average 9-to-5 worker. Yeah, I've been a night shift. I've never done a night shift. I always get out of those. But I've been a retail worker, waking up at starting at 5, finishing at 11.
Yeah.
When I was a stylist and I enjoyed my job, I was doing crazy hours.
Right.
But no, I don't think, if anything, I think it's laughable.
I do.
The hours
agree.
That we do. Like, I look 100%. At people really who, it's because we've been there. So I look at people who are really like, haven't like putting in all these hours and I think it's way more respectable. Not that there's anything unrespectable about what we do. We've worked hard, like I've worked more than one job to get to where what I'm doing now.
Sure.
So I've definitely put in the time, but no way
there's
do I think
almost
better.
This and I think in general there's almost this what's the word? Like a hate. Maybe hate's a strong word, but this underlying
disdain
you feel, for influencers. Not me personally, but you always see this comes like, oh, influencers, let's influence that. And I kind of get it because they're doing not a lot for a lot of money.
For a lot of money.
And it is hard work. It is. There are some things that are difficult to deal with, but at the same time, I'm doing it all from home.
Yeah, can we be honest? Our job isn't hard.
It isn't hard.
Like, now it's the only thing we do.
There's a few little things that are like, oh no, like my memory
personal,
card.
Personal time. Yeah. Like, I spilled nail varnish remover on my memory card the other day and it lost my footage.
The difficulties.
We still have deadlines. Yeah. We have a lot of things going on at one time.
Right.
And I think
people want to know as well, like, what's the equivalent hours you do to a 9-to-5?
Oh, you don't stop working.
Yeah, you don't at all.
You don't. But so, yeah, not that I think that's a thing. Yeah. I do think our workload is more evenly spread out than, say, like a 9-to-5 retail worker, office worker. Mm-hmm. But you can't stop working. I always use this as an example. I wake up and I'm talking to Korea. Mm-hmm. Throughout the day, I'm talking to Korea and England and then slowly into America. Then all at night, I'm speaking to America with other countries in between. And lucky now we have management that deal
with
a lot of that for us.
Yeah.
But you don't stop working. Like, I post videos at 6:30.
Yeah.
So then again, work starts at 6:30 after dinner, and I start replying.
And that goes on all night because you're replying to comments, you're replying to people sharing your content and thanking them for doing that. And then people will take funny screenshots from your video, and then you're, you know, interacting with them on Twitter. And it's really like you literally do not stop.
But you're not stopping from bed or from
the sofa. Exactly. So it's a very comfortable place to be working from.
Yeah.
Would I swap it for a 9-to-5? Absolutely not. But I think like you have your bulk of work, which I consider my 8 till 3 o'clock I usually finish. And that's when I film and edit a whole video, thumbnail, picture for Instagram, and then upload it. And then I wait till 7 or 6:30 and that goes up. And then I'm working for the rest of the night. Usually till I'm literally laying in bed and decide it's time to put my phone down.
Yeah. Yeah. I put my phone down when my partner says, can you just get off your phone now?
Yeah.
is pretty much it. Exactly. But then with every job there comes issues, there comes stress, there comes like you know, things like as well when a video doesn't perform very well,
right?
It's like, well, what the fuck was that about? And then you worry about why that video's not working. Then you're like, is my career over? Do you mean like, is this
am
my
I too old?
Yeah.
There's always going to be a level of stress, and I think it's personable to each person. In my level of stress for something that goes wrong on that day is no different to a level of stress that I had in any other job, if that makes sense. Because it's more me. I don't have anyone else to blame it on. I can't blame, you know, a manager or an assistant or someone else. It just doesn't, you know, it's all you.
But then it's completely different stress to, say, like, a nurse or, you know, like, even if you work in retail. And I think one of the most stressful times I ever had was closing down a shop and just wanting to get home.
Right.
You know,
right,
tidying up. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's a different kind of stress because we can technically stop, but you can never switch off, I think, is the thing. Mm, but exactly. I think all freelancers and self-employed people experience that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is it stressful to make sure you are influencing properly? Yes.
Yes. But only because I would say where the stress comes in is wanting to be the kind of influencer we are,
right,
combined with what brands think influencers do.
Right.
And then trying to tell them that's not how we work,
exactly,
if that makes sense. So, for example, when a brand messages you, hi, we love your page, what are your rates? And it's like, well, first of all, tell me who the fuck you are, what your product
at least
is.
Instagram or website.
Yeah, do I even like it kind of thing? But then that shows me that they've done that with influencers before and it worked.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So I think making sure that you're not pushing any wrong buttons, you're being politically correct, I think is like, which, you know, naturally I hope we tend to do, but while still having a personality and still hitting all the right things.
There's something I find really stressful, especially with makeup and having such personalities associated with makeup brands, is I can do something about a brand. And I like to think I know a lot about brands before I do it. And then suddenly someone's like, oh, I can guarantee any single brand, any single product, every single time, this person said this about this, this person did this. And if it's not to the point where if a company has done something racist or homophobic or transphobic or anything that discriminates a group of people, if it's just bitchy chat, then I don't really care. But if it's that intense, then it's kind of like, shit, I didn't know that, and now I've done this whole thing, like, I love these products, and it's,
this,
you know,
is,
it's,
yeah,
that stresses me out a little bit, because I don't want people to think I'm on the side of the,
that person,
in quotes, bad people.
Well, this thing as well, we always say, like, we use Jay Sturr as an example, because I always say this, we're older for influencers. Yeah. Don't mean, like, you see a lot of influencers, they're all 20,
we've
living in the same
left.
House. We've got 6 months left, and, so we don't give a shit what's going on the internet about drama. We didn't really watch drama channels.
Yeah.
So we didn't know. We thought there was just some beef between Jeffree Star and James Charles and Tati Westbrook. Like, we were like, who cares?
And we know it's very deep and it's all being legally dealt with.
All that kind of
but
shit.
But we thought it was bitchy name calling.
Yeah,
and it was like,
who cares
about playground?
Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
And then looking into it. And then this is where, I mean, we're going to be talking more about this next week, sneaky peek.
Oh, yes.
But this is where drama channels, as controversial as they are, have come in actually quite handy, because you get that breakdown of news from hopefully a non-biased point of view, some of them anyway.
Yeah.
So it is difficult because it's stressful, because it's like, oh no, I've been supporting this brand or this person, not just him, and other brands as well. And it's like, oh, I need to say fuck. Oh, we can say fuck.
You can say fuck.
Of course. I don't know. I didn't know that. And it's kind of like, oh shit, now what? Now what is everyone thinking, you know? So that's what I find stressful. What was the question?
I can't remember.
Oh, influencing properly.
But then that's the thing, influencing properly. This is why I hate the term influencer, because I didn't start a YouTube channel to influence, or what I consider trick people into buying stuff. I started a channel to talk about my skin. So when it comes to getting sponsorships, and this is why I'm happy we have management, like people may notice I'm actually doing more sponsorships now, is because that management can be so blunt to these brands for us, on behalf of us, and be like, well, no, I'm not doing that. Or no, that's not how James works. Or, you know, this is James's opinion. He won't work with you. And yeah. I find that a lot more comfortable and easier to be an influencer, right. I guess.
I don't know which one to go.
I find that the most stressful, trying not to like have my own personality but not offend.
Right.
Because, you know, we can tell some funny jokes that are slightly rude.
In our personal life.
But yeah, it's just, I think I'd always be thinking, oh, can I say that?
Yeah, can I say boob on my channel?
Yeah. Can I say titty?
Here's a question going in from that, Marcus.
Yeah.
Are you showing us the real you? Are you sure about that?
No. So, not that anything's fake, but you can't be real sat in a room on your own talking 100%, to a camera.
But it's kind of like this about it.
Yeah, but that's another thing as well, is I'm not like a very fluid talker. Mm. Like, this is the most off script I talk.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm sorry to really interrupt.
Oh my God.
get out my house. You were here at 10, you're here now, Lee. I think it's that's why I kind of like doing this podcast, because we're a little bit more, when you're filming, you'll say something like this and you'll be like, oh no, actually, let me just go back on that and then re-say it again and then say it in a way, for example, like the introductions in my video, I try to be very calm and something like that, whereas on here I find I talk really quick and a little bit louder, which we know from my noise levels, which I've just looked at my thing.
Yes, calm down.
Yeah. So I think that's where it's a little bit different, because there's a certain energy you want to give off. Whereas I watch some videos on YouTube, I'm like, this person won't shut the fuck up. And her music is like in the background, like, screaming. I'm like, oh my God, it's like really early in the morning and I just want like a relaxed video to watch.
Yeah.
So it is difficult to not difficult, but it's kind of like, actually, there's a certain, you know, person I want to, part of me I want to be on my videos.
But then it also depends like what you're getting from that channel. Like for me, I'd like to think my videos are quite factual. I like to get in a certain amount of information.
Right, so exactly.
I do make bullet points, sometimes whole scripts about what I'm going to say, because I want to make sure I'm getting everything in and not mistalking.
Yes, mistalking.
Mistalking about a particular product or an ingredient, for example.
English teacher.
Yeah. I'll say two things.
Yes.
Going back to videos with too much. Have you ever just tried to, like, you wanted to know, say, to use GarageBand?
Oh my God,
and you turn it on, it's like from 2009, and it's just a boat kick, and it's gone.
So I watched a video the other day, I was trying to take pictures of myself in the bath, with...
Explain?
I have, what day is it? Well, we released this on Wednesday, so it'll be actually tonight, it comes out. It's a sponsored job from a brand that a company that I really, really love.
OnlyFans.
So yeah. But like, please send us some bath pictures.
Show us your breasts.
I was like, how many rolls do you want? from a company that I really, really love, and they wanted to do a sponsored job for me. So I was like, I'm going all out. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to put my own money into this. So I got these like really dark black bath bombs that are pitch black, and I wanted to do like a Halloween thing in a bath and wearing clothes. I felt like I was drowning. It was horrible.
Why are you telling us this?
Yeah, why am I telling you this?
I don't know.
Did you see my mind just go blank? Oh, so I was trying to take pictures of myself in the bath, and I got a camera, and I have this remote, and I was like, okay, how to link the camera to the remote? And it was this video from like 2000 something, and the guy was talking to. And then it took about 10 minutes to get into the video, and then I realized like, this camera is about 20 years old.
And it's like a Windows 95 screen.
And that's another thing. You want to say so many things. But then you get these comments, it's like, video starts at 7 minutes in. It's like, actually, it fucking starts when I start talking.
Yeah.
But that is true. It does start at 7 minutes.
Yeah. But I get comments like, you talk too much, or you're not talking enough, or you haven't said this, you didn't say that. Mm. It's like, so I just do whatever the fuck I want now. What was the question?
Are we being our true selves?
Are we being ourselves?
Yeah. When editing your video sometimes, it can be
like,
James.
It can be like 5 minutes of you trying to just say this one sentence sometimes, because either it's like a tongue twister, or you just keep forgetting mid-sentence
what I'm saying,
and then you just go, and then have a drink and sit there looking into space.
So Marcus edits James's videos, for people who don't know.
So it's weird that, because I always say this, when I used to work for ASOS and I did their YouTube videos, I'd have a whole production crew in front of me. There'd be a lady sat there with my script, there'd be like lighting, there'd be everything. It was, I could fly, well, no, that's not true. Eventually I could get through it, but I'd always like get tongue-tied, but I quickly soldier through it. But when I'm on my own in camera, I just sit there and think about it for a bit and just take my time.
Yeah.
But no, but as far as being yourself, it's difficult when you're trying to literally be a presenter. If I was doing like a vlog, then yeah. Mm. And, you know, but you can never really be yourself when you're on your own trying to talk to people, if that makes sense. Yeah. It's not a normal thing to do. So you're not going to act 100% normally, but we're not pretending we're anything.
Right.
Like, I don't think I'm like pretending to be fun, because I don't think I'm fun in these videos. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's any fakeness.
It's still your real lives. It's not like you don't actually use skincare.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine what is all this? There's so many good questions. I don't know where to go.
We've been going
for an hour, haven't we? Yeah. Maybe 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes, yeah.
Do you ever ask yourself if a post on Instagram is appropriate, e.g. mum of two in a revealing bikini? That doesn't bother me.
That for example, that situation
what
doesn't bother me.
What does bother me, I posted on my Instagram stories once, is how this mum was editing her children's bodies.
Weird.
These babies, and she was editing their legs.
Kim Kardashian did that,
no? Oh, it's so weird. Yeah. I find that really strange. If you're going to put your child on social media, which I think is wrong, especially like his family
vlogs
and things like that, don't give him a fucking
complex
right from, you know, 1 year old by skinnying down their legs. Mm. They're a baby, they're meant to have chubby hands and little chubby arms. Yeah, little baby corn
the
fingers.
The only thing I question from an influencer point of view is that appropriate for the sponsorship? For example, I think I could hold up this serum to my face and that's appropriate because this is the effect of the serum. Yeah. It's my skin and the serum. If this was like I was advertising Red Bull, for example, and I was just sat here holding a Red Bull can, like, get Red Bull now, I wouldn't think that's an appropriate spot. I'd be like, who the fuck is paying
instead
for
of a
that?
Picture of your liver dissolving.
Exactly. Yes. My insides disappearing.
I think as well, there's something that influencers do, and it's not really posts, it's more like tweets and things like that. And I guess they're the influencers that are really trying hard to make themselves an influencer in for maybe the wrong and right reasons, but they post about statistics. Instagram's reach is doing this. And it's like your followers aren't following you to see facts and figures. They might not be trying to become an influencer. They just want to follow you for your makeup or your skincare or your cooking or whatever. So being something like a screenshot of your outreach or a screenshot of your reach on Instagram, how many people have seen it, how many people have shared it, isn't interesting to people. I'm not attracted to numbers. Mm. Numbers confuse me.
I do get, as a smaller creator, reaching out and being like, if you're following me, please engage with my post.
100%.
But like, there's like this person we were talking about the other day who constantly talks about how many views less they're getting and how like they constantly talk about it and blame the algorithm. And for example, now at the recording of this podcast, the Instagram algorithm is a joke, like an absolute joke. Yeah.
So this question, is it boring working with no colleagues? I really struggle with this as a freelancer. It is kind of boring.
It's easier now that we're nearer each other and we work as a family unit now. But one thing I really, really, really miss is working in a team and talking to people. Like the salon that I worked in before was the last job where I had a team and I would talk to people. And I just miss like talking to people.
I do. It's like having a group of friends that you can leave.
Yeah. Every single day. Yeah.
But I still talk to so many people that I've worked with like years and years back. And that's really nice. I don't really get to see them as much, obviously because of COVID, and I've lived in so many different places. But it is difficult.
I like staying at home, so that's nice. But it is nice knowing that there is a group of people to go and talk to. And it does make the stress of work a lot less stressful.
Because you can all talk to each other and bitch to each other.
Yeah, of course. But
it would be my reason to be an influencer, so not have colleagues.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Well, you think that's what I was like, I can't wait to do my own thing, to not have to go out in public and to not have to get public transport.
But then I think in our jobs in particular, we've worked with people that have the same interests, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, like photographers, makeup artists, hairstylists, we all have a common interest. So it isn't like we have to sit in an office and be like, so what's everyone's children doing?
Yeah, you know, show me your Excel, like your favorite Excel sheet. Yeah.
I saw the question and
I stink. I haven't showered.
I smell like
That's one thing. I haven't showered today because I honestly just haven't had the time. I've got so many deadlines. I've done my hair and sat on camera and I stink. And people are going to know now that I'm sat there smelling. Just this one day.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I ask one?
Yeah, ooh, go
what's
ahead.
What's your least favourite frequent comment you get?
No offence, but I love you, but I love all your videos, but...
So-and-so... Oh, cool video, but so-and-so said this. What do you think? So-and-so says that. What do you think? Right. And it's the pitting against other influencers in the same category that I'm like, well, I know because we're friends and we all talk behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like for example, to be very open and honestly, there's obviously, when it comes to skincare, there's a lot of dermatologists who all have different views to each other. Myself, I constantly get reviewed to Hyrum and vice versa because he's the only other big, obviously he's on like millions of subscribers, other guy talking about skincare. So people are like, well, Hyrum says this, what do you think? Or, oh, thank God you said that because he said this. Or thank God you said that because Susan Yara said this, or because so-and-so said this. And it's like, we know, like when it comes to skincare, like there are different routes you can go, different philosophies,
different skin types
and different skincare concerns. I think the main one at the moment that people constantly talk about is reef safe ingredients. Whilst it's a bit of a buzzword, the main thing that has come from that is if you are living somewhere where there is coral reef, chemical sunscreen ingredients have been linked to a bleaching coral reef, but also not really. Mm-hmm. So if, like, people always say, because I said it's not something that bothers me, the statistics just aren't there for me here in the UK to be worried about my chemical sunscreen bleaching coral. Hyrum, who lives in Hawaii, who could literally go up to coral and stroke it with his finger, has a very reef safe conscious approach to the sunscreen, which makes sense. Yet people still left comments like, well, so glad you said this because Hyrum does that, or well, Hyrum said this. And like, it's like, I know, but listen, it's almost context.
You know what I really hate, and I get this when people watch my videos, and I always say this, and I do these reaction videos, but I'm never rude to the individual in them, and I always get, oh my God, you're so shady, like I love it. And it's like, no, I'm not. I'm not trying to be rude in any way at all. And I don't know whether it's my English accent and the fact that it's very, I'm very, I don't sit there
your naturally aggressive face,
my repulsively aggressive face, but I'm not trying to be rude. I do this, like I had clients that I would teach makeup and I talk to them exactly the same, and it's not like I'm being like, oh, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's not a feedback that I appreciate.
But then people like drama. This is another thing. And
yeah,
to be like, again, 100% transparent, I use titles to feed off drama sometimes.
Oh, 100%.
Like my latest video, why I stopped using The Ordinary, people presume it's because there's something bad. But it's
right,
not.
Exactly.
It's because I found better formulations.
Yeah.
And there was no misleading there. It's not clickbait because that's exactly what the thing is about. But it works because people want to know the negative about stuff.
Exactly.
What people don't realize is a lot of influencers do talk behind the scenes. Like pretty much everyone who does skincare on YouTube I talk to or I have like a personal relationship with behind the scenes.
Right.
So
incorrect. The correct answer is saying you look like Lucifer.
Oh yeah, God.
We look nothing like him.
Who the fuck is Lucifer?
Thank you, but we don't.
Worst acting performance in the history of television.
I don't know who this is.
This guy in this really terrible show. And I see it on all your comments.
It's called Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, don't see it.
His English, he talks like this. Yeah. No, he doesn't really, does he? I don't know, I've never watched
it. Oh, I'm the devil and...
Hello, I'm the devil.
You're going to go to L. That's, I think people would think like our least favourite comments, like hate comments, but they really, really don't bother me.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Hi, darling.
Let me do this. I bet you regret this now, coming in this room. Okay. Was there ever a point where it hit you and thought, wow, I'm actually an influencer?
Yes.
Yes.
So I always was too embarrassed to say I was a YouTuber.
Yeah.
I've never used the term influencer.
I'm still on that point.
Yeah, until I could pay my bills through it.
Right.
That's the one thing. And I think when... that, and also when I sold out a product that I had no affiliate or no sponsorship with, I think was the... E Nature Squeeze Green Watery Gel Cream. I can't remember what it's called. One of the best moisturizers of all time.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. And when I talked about it, it sold out everywhere.
Right.
And there was waiting lists to buy this moisturizer.
Right.
And that's for me. I was like, oh my God, I actually influenced something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you.
But then I had
a
Zoom call with a brand the other day who sent me a product that I love, and they just topped me up with it, and I posted about there. It was like one Instagram story, and they said they sold out instantly of this
Amazing.
Product. And I was like, I didn't know I could actually
do
influence
that.
Like that.
I think it hits me at least once a week, where I'm like, oh, shit. And yeah. It's when somebody who is quite big in the influencer world messages you or follows you or something. Like, I got a message today. I won't go into too much. I brought something from a brand because I wanted to see if people reviewed it. And I bought something from the company. And then I get a message from a person whose company it is saying, my team have told me you placed an order. We're refunding you because we're sending you PR.
Oh.
It just hasn't. And I was like, shit. Fuck
yeah. They know who I am.
They know who I am. And it sounds really what's the word, shallow, but it's when somebody that you've been like watching. I didn't watch a lot of people when I first started, but as it becomes like your business, you start to do it. And it's when they appreciate you or companies appreciate you, like Sigma, who I had like my brush set with, which is back in stock right now. Support me. I'm your brother. Listen to Marcus's podcast. Buy James's serum.
What?
I can't remember what you were talking about earlier.
Cereal.
I don't have anything yet.
James has his own cereal.
Oh, I have a box coming up.
The spartamine pops. What was I saying?
Yeah. Buy Diet Coke, everyone.
What was I saying?
But yeah, I think that's when
the brands you love and like brands you were using before you even started YouTube were like, oh hi, we know who you are now.
Yeah, we want to pay you to use our products that you're using already.
Exactly.
Oh, one more.
Let's do one more. There's so many amazing
questions. We
should
do part two of this.
I was going to say we should, isn't it?
Really good English.
Okay, let's end on this. When are you going to diet? No. Is being an influencer a fulfilling career for you? Why or why not?
I think it is, but not because of the title of what I do. For me, it's a fulfilling career because I'm at a stage where I never thought I would have this kind of income, first of all. I never thought I'd be running my own business.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be... doing anything like this. Like, for, I always say, but my idea of like a fulfilled career is having a dog and getting a house. That's right. When I know I've done what I needed to do. Right. I got a dog and I've been advised not to buy a house this year.
Do you know what
I mean? Like, so next year, but it is. And I think the one thing that I never think about, because I don't think it's a valid point anymore, is influencer sustainable? Because I think it is.
Mm.
I think we're in an age group where we're always going to be online. So I think we're going to grow up still. Mm. Following influencers, like people back in the day used to follow actors and actresses. You know what I mean? So, and there's so many branches you could go into. You could end up working with your favorite brand. You could end up having your own brand and then being behind the scenes of that and not being the face of that brand. So, it's fulfilling for me because it ticks so many boxes of what I ideally wanted from my own career, which is to be freelance, doing my own thing. Having like a team, which is just my family, but even that still is fulfilling for me, is being able to work with family.
I think for me, again, because I've only just started, exactly the same as everything you just said, but I still feel like I haven't done it yet. I still feel like I haven't, I don't know, I'm still waiting for something else to happen.
Nothing else is going to happen.
Nothing else. Actually, next week, everything, the house is going. I feel like I'm still waiting for, and I think it comes from your followers because they want your own brand. They want your own palette. They want your own something. I was like, I want that too, but it's a lot of pressure and those are your goals. And I think like every job you have a goal. Mm. And I feel like I haven't done anything yet, if that makes sense. So is it it's fulfilling in terms of, like you said, we're doing our own thing now and that's great. Like everyone surely like, at some point wants to do that, but and have their own, you know, be their own boss, join an MLM. I'm joking. Be a boss babe.
Boss babe,
But I'm still waiting on something and I'm not sure what that is.
I think there's always that. Because I think like people are always asking like what are you doing next? Like you know, is that a brand? Is this, you know?
And it does cross my mind sometimes where I'm like, well, how long can I do reaction videos for? Mm. How long is that
thing?
Am I going to be doing this until I'm 40? Sitting there reacting?
No, you'll be dead before then.
Well, if I keep eating.
But that's the thing. That's the thing is like, reaction videos will come, they'll go.
Yeah.
But there'll be something else. Do you know what I mean? And it's just jumping on trends. Yeah. It's just doing what's popular.
Right.
And
something coming soon.
What's coming soon? Wait, what's coming soon?
Can't say, can we?
Oh shit, yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, there's always new things you can add to what you're doing. So
doing really well.
Lucky you're here. God, how long have we got, actually? About a week.
Yeah. A week to go.
I think you only need to look at how good your communities
and
the interactions you have. And you kind of don't want to lose that. The bigger you get and the more people that see and the more comments.
Absolutely.
That, it's kind of a good place.
That's another thing I'm kind of afraid of. And I think we said this again in another thing is having those key people who I, not rely is a wrong word, but I see them every, within the first hour of posting a video. And it's so nice to see them. Mm. And when they don't comment for a while and they're back, it's like, sorry, I haven't been, I've been this. Oh, it's so nice to see you.
If sometimes I'm like, where the fuck
are you? Yeah, where have you been? It's so nice to see them. I never want to lose that. And it's going to be, I don't know.
It gets really tough.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, you'll be experiencing now anyway, because you're on what, 700,000, 600,000?
No, not yet. I haven't checked, actually.
Nearly. And I'm nearly on a million, and it's you can't help but not see comments or tweets or ats or anything. Like, I've not seen a mention. I get Instagram notifications like every day that I'm getting these mentions, and I never see them.
I know.
Because then someone will go ahead and like 100 of your pictures, and someone else will do it. So it is impossible. Like, it used to wind me up when I see influencers not reply to comments, but it's a whole, the bigger you get is a whole separate day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It takes up so much time. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, we do have to restrict ourselves to times. Like, the ideal time to reply to comments would be when I actually have time, which is when I should be not working, which is in bed or like after dinner, when I need to be taking my time.
Sorry, you could have social media management, but then you lose
that. I never want that. Yeah. I mean, we have that on our Facebook, because our Facebook is a separate entity that we don't have a lot of, not saying, because they just repurpose our
videos. A lot is done for us.
But as far as like YouTube and Instagram and everything else goes, it's tough. You do lose it, but no, I think it's fulfilling as well, because we've built up a community as well.
Yeah,
and like, I think it's just nice having those people back around you again who are interested in what you're doing,
exactly,
and what you like, and you know,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, should we end it there?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much for all your questions. There were so many incredible questions. I think we'll do maybe a part two if you like it.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
But yes, I've been James Welsh.
Wait a minute.
What?
You can follow us on Instagram.
Oh my God, they know this.
At the Double Cleanse Podcast. And Twitter, but we don't know. Find it.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say?
If you find it, just like, let tweet us say found it. See if you can guess our password.
Delete that account for us. If you can remember the password. Don't forget to check out Marcus's podcast. Yes. Come...
Oh, yes.
Tell them your name and how old you are.
Marcus Welsh, I was 15. just as you heard in the advert, it's Podstars Variety Sessions. I had to change the name.
Again.
For legal reasons. But on Instagram at Podstars VS, that's for letter V, not the, as in the boy went to the school.
We're in a very special episode that's about us.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember fit recording?
I do remember that.
All right.
We're going to do a Halloween one soon, where we're going to do our top 5 Halloween sweets.
Oh, that'd be lush.
Next week, yeah?
Yeah. We'll do that next week. Marcus hasn't paid us for airtime, so we're going to finish there. But I've been James Welsh from
I've always been Robert Welsh.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.